Hello and welcome to the new human, transmissions of a new consciousness, a new earth paradigm, and the frequencies of fifth world. I am your host, Deanne Hampton, feeling a little weary this morning. Soul weary. I've been holding a strong perimeter for this new paradigm of consciousness and energy and these transmissions for 17 years now. And I have maybe missed a couple of handfuls at the most. And it's just to acknowledge the space that you and I are holding together and how important it is that we keep walking out into the light and into the truth, even when there seems to be so much going on the planet that seems to defy the light and defy truth. And I also just want to acknowledge and say thank you to you for the work that you're doing, whether that's inner work, so important, whether you have your own platform that you've been devoted to and growing over the years. We stay the course. We keep walking out onto, and there's so much joy and there's so much bliss and there's so much celebration and joy, love and gratitude flowing from the higher realms and dimensions on our behalf. Yeah, so I'm sitting here with my stellar beam, whom y'all met last month, and two apophyllite crystals that were also gifts, diamond apophyllite to be exact. These crystals amplify the energy of the stellar beam calcite, so we're very charged up with power and support this morning. And I also brought a bunch of feathers, just breathing into the energy of freedom, that we do have wings of light, that even when we're feeling weary, we're feeling, when will this ever end? And will it lift into a new expression, which I am absolutely, confidently positive it will. That we're being so loved and so supported, and so much more of the collective, your brothers and sisters of light around the planet, are stepping in to the battle with us. Our numbers are growing, new potentials are anchoring, I've really been running so strongly the frequencies of unity, and that we have to start making connections with others who are holding the same space with us, and really putting our high minds and hearts together on how to combine forces, both to disseminate more power, more illumination, a stronger consciousness and energy stream around 5D, but also to support each other and combine our resources and let go of what you think you're hanging on to, because more than likely, and I'm speaking for myself too, it's just serving as weight when this lightness, these wings that are present for us in the field, this love, yeah, we don't have to do it all by ourselves. Thank Goddess for that. Bit of a ramble this morning. Thank you for receiving. So last month, the July transmission got a lot of buzz and feedback, specifically around two parts. First, the ending, where I shared there was something I felt compelled to speak into this now, and then spoke about the unique compounding forces currently present with humanity and Earth, what the cosmic record keepers and the record keepers in your cells all foretell is a time when souls could advance from a lower vibrating dimension to a higher one while remaining in the body, transcending the karmic loop and intending to not come back here and repeat this same experience of duality and density. So feel free to continue to re-listen to that, because it will stimulate deep remembrance around your unique role in this ascension and shift of the ages. So the second piece that got a lot of attention was the reflection around the movie Disclosure Day. And personally, that definitely opened a valve for me as well, because I am getting so much more revelation, stimulation, insight around disclosure and what that means for humanity at this time. The meme I created for the invite to today's transmission gives you an idea of how disclosure is taking off and opening up in the higher merge of both planetary and cosmic energy. So this is the perfect time right now in this moment with you and me into the field, but also you in your world, whatever that looks like. This is the perfect time and place to push the edges a bit on disclosure with the Lion's Gate peak next weekend. So let's do that here. Your energy holding space for my energy, and my energy holding space for this intention and the profound insights that are being given, disseminated on behalf of a new human paradigm. What I've been really experiencing, no thought, and I'm not trying to make this happen. It's like it keeps appearing in my reality. I just keep getting pumped up around scientific mind versus higher mind conversations, masculine versus feminine viewpoint, linear versus vertical streams of consciousness all around disclosure. You know, Carl Sagan said, the universe is a pretty big space, seems like a terrible waste of space if we are the only ones in it. The new human consciousness takes that a step further with maybe humanity's hunger for disclosure is something else entirely. Maybe it is their hunger to know themselves. What would it mean to, if all of us disclosed ourselves? Perhaps the real fear is the full disclosure of who we truly are. Because then we would have to grow up and live very differently than we have in the entirety of human history. The push to the edge of disclosure is actually being pushed to the edge of where the mind can go in the old operating system. So the podcasters that have popped up for me that I feel the universe gives me, the Shining Ones influence, so far all of them male in discussion around disclosure, their energy is like, we got to know. There's something there. What is it? I know it's something. And then the new human reflection back to them is, what if it's you? We are so focused on contact and disclosure being the landing of a ship in a really public place that cannot be denied. I'm so curious if we're really being still when we focus our intent on that possibility. Is that really how we think extraterrestrial life is going to show up for this species? Knowing what they do about us, and they do know a lot about us, namely that we, as a species, we have a lot of fear. Even if it is fear lying in the subconscious recesses of a species that has been in warring and separation for an entire astrological age. But what the Shining Ones pose to me, that I am now going to pose to you. I was driving home one day in July down Old Hall Creek Road, and the Shining Ones began this higher stream of consciousness, a dialogue of sorts with me, through me, that went something like this. If everything is consciousness and everything is energy, which it ultimately is, wouldn't it make sense that the first, quote-unquote, contact or some variable of disclosure would be through the realms of consciousness and energy? I really encourage you to sit with this possibility. Try it on for size. Feel it out in your intuitive feeling nature. Because, wow, there are just so many ways for me to jump in on this consciousness stream. Right now, breathe. Maybe close your eyes and bear with me here, because I feel what I'm sharing here is like one petal of a mini-petaled lotus, or one petal in the flower of life. Everything interconnected, everything much more profound than what we spend most of our lives focused on. So Deanne is like, if everything is consciousness and everything is energy, what if they are showing us via consciousness and energy first before matter? I mean, the car sitting in your driveway is not what matters. It is the consciousness and energy that resulted in the creation of that car. Otherwise, how would we understand it? Could we understand it? I listened to a riveting dialogue between two highly intelligent people. One male in his late 20s who is quite obsessed with uncovering truth around UFOs. And another male in his late 30s, also intent on exposing UFO secrecy, both with very epistemological minds around, are there aliens? So it's like, I want to know, I want to know, I want to know, I want to know and figure things out. They are so sincere and really probing the edge of their intellectual ability, really fine intellects, really smart humans. But, oh my, the overall sense I got is that their energy is so strong in their intellect, but that is not the avenue through which these revelations will come. What the Shining Ones pointed out to me, showed me, is that in that intellectual inquiry, they were actually separating themselves from the thing they longed to understand. Don't get me wrong, intellect is not wrong, but it has its place. Intellect is like a mastery tool of 3D, but it holds you in the vibration container of 3D, in mind and in time, neither of which is where higher dimensional beings hang out or operate or are going to communicate with you. When it comes to life beyond this planet, perhaps it is not the intellect that will ultimately discover it. This is the corridor that the Shining Ones took me down around disclosure. So let's just continue to open it up and explore this with curious minds. I also caught a dialogue between a highly intelligent believer and a highly intelligent non-believer. And the age difference between them, both of them male, the age difference between them was like 40 years. And so the believer asked, would you be surprised if we were being visited? And the non-believer responds, I would be surprised, again, the vastness of interstellar space, you would need a new kind of physics to have proof. And the non-believer went on to say, let's get to the bottom of this. Show us the thing. Meaning, they want to see a UFO in Times Square. They want a gray alien on the nightly news. And little do they know that that is limiting the actual experience they so long to have. Demanding in how we explore how disclosure will happen is actually pushing disclosure away. Running the intellect, the thought paradigm around disclosure is actually vibrating with a very different paradigm than where the possibility of these higher intelligences, wisdom, extraterrestrial beings exist. But we can access all of this, any and all of the niche fringe awareness of life beyond this planet in a new operating system, which is based in how we are vibrating and the consciousness we are working with. Mankind, masculine energy, the empirical minds, science-based study and data, they must have research with peer reviews on all the supposed sightings and discoveries happening. Information, knowledge, or evidence that is based on direct observation, sensory experience, or experimental testing, rather than on an abstract theory, pure logic, or guesswork. In scientific fields, empirical claims must be verifiable, measurable, and capable of being replicated in the real world. That feels so exhausting. And the excuse coming from the scientific community mostly is that we humans, scientific study does not have time for that. And so then it just gets dismissed. And what I am suggesting is that the higher streams of awareness, information available through consciousness streams, light codes, is its own empirical data. We must move beyond time and mind to access that which exists beyond time and mind. This is so new human. I get that. But this is the petal of the flower of life that I am here to disseminate. Humanity has been and continues to probe the secrets of the universe. We know so very little. I feel that a compelling force behind the new human as a new paradigm of consciousness and energy is the remembrance that we have wisdom and access to wisdom that the mind cannot comprehend and the body cannot attune to. The new human as a consciousness and energy shifts our way of engaging reality to a new operating system in which we can access higher mind truths that can and will explain all the scientific and intellectual exploration. All of which is important that we have engaged as a species to probe the secrets of the universe. But we can only go so far in what we discover if we are married to the current understanding of laws and physics and continue to hold discovery to logical and verifiable science-based evidence. This new cycle, Aquarius, which we cannot discount, it is vertical, it is feminine, it is heart-based, and it is a remembrance. It is about unity, and it's not just humans loving one another, it's humans coming together with their star brothers and sisters into a new alliance of unity so that we can create a different reality of experience than we have during this whole era of separation, duality, polarity, warring. Yeah, just not, it's almost like we have forgotten our humanity, or at least we live as if we have. So the new human perspective is that we must first work on our consciousness and our energy, bring awareness to how we are vibrating and why, and in so doing, accrue more light, so that we may access new information. And when I said new, my hand automatically went up right above my third eye, accessing, acknowledging, honoring the vertical dispensation. The Shining Ones began communicating with me. Well, before they even began communicating, they made their presence known to me through the consciousness and energy of a child. They hung out in my energetic field enough so that I would just have full-on conversations with them as a child. But they also remained in the background, so to speak. Others with a felt presence, but I surely did not know who they were. I lived half a life before they revealed themselves to me. That was 2001. I am just one person. But my personal extraterrestrial experiences include Shining Ones came to me, told me who they were, influenced my consciousness to a new human paradigm, and a new life Deanne intellect could never have seen coming. I have since observed the Shining Ones have appeared to me, and demonstrated to me how through their energy we are able to travel through many other dimensions. Now, we all have that skill innately in our crystalline DNA, but it's been long dormant. And the Shining Ones are returning at this time to usher us into a new genetics, and in that lightning, enlightening and shift in our cellular DNA, our light codes, our inner Akash, they're here to kind of assist us in this interdimensional travel. The Shining Ones are very much a part of my knowledge of the Earth, who she is, how other races interact with her. I have seen ships as holograms, but undeniable, in the Shining Ones woods. I have seen and captured extraterrestrial images that I am frequently able to interpret energetically, including images identical to the ones published by Stephen Greer in his CE5 protocol material. I have not studied any of his work. There are resonators, that's the term I was given, connected to Roswell. These resonators have been dormant all these decades. But because of all these other factors, new sun, Aquarius, our planet repositioning herself in the galaxy, etc., the resonators, which are in the Earth, they are in the inner Earth, planted there, hidden there, stored there. These are the questions. But these resonators are now being stimulated, and I saw this technology in the Earth. I didn't fully understand it, but the visual was really strong. There was a copper ring around the resonator that I understood when activated would begin spinning and creating a sound. And there were colored lights, red, green, yellow, that somehow coincided with UFO sightings that we have seen. Maybe it's a beacon. Maybe the ships we have seen are activating the dormant resonators. I'm not a scientist, but I have had these experiences. I get taken in to these experiences. There's a lot of innocence around it. Like I'm not looking for them. I'm not expecting them. But one of the many spokes of the whole paradigm wheel of the new human is that I do land and home readings for people. And of course, the people that come to me are going to already be either on the bridge or walking across the bridge or in some parallel experience of being remembering their new human aspects. And so, you know, most of these experiences have come to me when I've gone to re-land for people, that they know something is going on and they want to know what's going on. So there is definitely another piece involved in how this communication, collaboration, human to extraterrestrial will happen. It is not going to happen for our entertainment. It will have a higher purpose, which again, new human consciousness and energy, I believe, has to do with this new cycle, co-creating with higher dimensional beings a new earth experience. This cannot and will not happen in density and separation, only in unity. And let it be known that your work and your journey, it is possible for you to be vibrating and living in a state of complete unity while still in form on this planet. But very few are capable of holding that at this time. But many of us are on the journey to that. So continuing on with my personal experiences of phenomena, I have heard and experienced aircraft that was invisible. And I know it wanted me to acknowledge that it was there, and I know that it saw me in my awareness of it. When I'm out on vortex experience, which are so Gaia realms, New Earth, 5D, so connected to Shining Ones and how intimate their relationship is with this planet, people will bring dowsing rods, and I'll take them to these experiences of vortex energy that I did not learn from a book. It's not, you know, a scientific manual that taught me these things. It's all intuited. And people will come with their dowsing instruments and they go berserk. They start spinning counterclockwise in these, especially so, the new feminine energy, which is the diamond magnetic earth energy, and the new masculine energy, which is the emerald electric earth energy. New vortices are activating all over our planet. Many more are in the process of activating. And especially those beneath the Great Lakes and the oceans, when they're fully activated, will change the energy of our entire planet. Let's go deeper. It just seems to me that the extraterrestrials are not focused on our intellect. Their interest is our consciousness and energy, how we are vibrating, our ability to operate beyond thought, mental and emotional body. So that is the two cents I have today to, you know, just add to all this brouhaha around disclosure. This is a time of intentionally prying yourself from the herd. And it's not just how your life looks and what you're doing. It's your belief and your thought and, you know, where you're focusing your energy every single day. Those on the margins and fringe push mainstream to think differently.